Welcome to this service of Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist Church. We're glad to see everyone. And our honored guests, we are so glad you're here. Thank you for coming, and we hope you get a blessing being in the worship service today. We got a good-looking choir up here. Y'all are the finest-looking congregation I have ever seen. So let's just parlay that into the singing service with favorite gospel songs. If you would, sing to the Lord, make a joyful noise. Number 13 is where we'll start. 13. Very good. I think they sing as good as they look, brother. Well, let's just continue that feeling. Turn a few pages over further into the hymnal. Number 41, "Tis So Sweet," verses 1, 2, and 4. "Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus."
Thank you. I thought you ought to go ahead and sing another one, is what I kind of thought. Good to see everybody this morning. We're glad to have this good number out today. A lot of visitors are with us today, and we are so thankful for your coming to be with us today. If this is your first time, and I know some of you are here for your first time, we are thankful for you coming to be with us here at Murfreesboro, and we just pray that you will be blessed by God today. I pray that you're already saved. That's what we believe in, is being saved by the grace of God, and I pray that you're already saved by the grace of God. But if you're not, you're in a good place today. You're in a place where that people will let you pray until you know that you're saved. You see, that's the important part right there. There's a lot of places you can go today where that people can will help you out, quote, help you out. They'll convince you, well, you've prayed long enough or you've done enough to satisfy God. You'll be the first one to know that you're saved. You will. You'll be the first one to know. If I'm the second, it'll be because you told me. And I'm thankful for that, because God is a great big God and He can let you know that you're saved today. And we're glad to have you with us today. We're glad to see everybody out today. I hope you've been had a blessed week. I know some have been sick with sicknesses that are going on. I'm glad you're better and able to be back with us. Some are still sick, unfortunately, but we want you to keep praying for them. I'm going to give you a couple of quick announcements. I posted something on our Facebook page and this week, and it is Brother Mike Reed talking about the mission effort down in Guatemala. I want to recommend that to you. You don't see Brother Mike, which you're blessed in that. Brother Mike is, he stands off to the side and he has a slideshow talking about the mission effort down in Guatemala and how God has been blessing there. And it was videoed and put out for all of our people to enjoy. So what I would ask you to do is go in on Facebook, if you have Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, get somebody that does and borrow theirs for a little while and go over there and look at that lesson that Brother Mike, or I should say what Brother Mike told about it. And I hope that you'll enjoy what he says. It is good to see how God will work when people are willing to serve the Lord. Amen. I'll say it that way. And they are being well blessed. They're finding people that are saved and they're coming to that mission work. And Brother Mike, and this was, and I can't repeat all of them, but if you go in, you'll see it. Brother Mike says, through this man that they found there that was called to preach already and was already sound in the doctrine, they have baptized him and got him scriptural baptism. And they said, through this man, he'd done a Bible study with some other preachers in other places. They've got an invitation to go, I believe it is, into Honduras. They've got an invitation to go to Mexico. They've got an invitation to go to Cuba to preach. And not many years ago, that would have been a definite no to being able to do that. And Brother Mike says, I don't know if we'll have the opportunity to go there where that preacher is or where that man is. But he said, I hope the Lord makes a way for somebody to go. Those people need to be saved. They need to be saved. So remember that effort. Go in and look at that. I believe you'll like what you hear out of Brother Mike there that I put on there. Also, we have our new church and I'm directory. Yeah, thank you. My wife always has, she's my memory. When I go blank, she tells me. And we have our new church directories out and they are ready. Now we have a limited number of them. If you want one of these, see one of the deacons or myself, and we'll get you a copy. We're trying to limit it to one per family, is what, one per household, I guess is the best way to say it. One per household is what we're trying to do. If we give them all out, we can have some more printed, but we appreciate the work of the committee that done that, and appreciate Sister Cheryl, Brother Slick, and Brother Stewart for their work that they did on that. And that way you can keep in contact and you know where everybody's at. I'll put it that way. The other thing is, today is our business meeting, and I hope that we as church members today, we can come together after our service, and we can come together and just conduct the business of the church. We've got a few things that needs to be taken up, but we need to keep that done today, so keep that in mind today. We are glad. Let's get on about business. Get back to the Lord's work. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. I hope you'll be blessed in this service today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer here in just a few minutes. Does anybody have a prayer request upon your heart before we go any further? I do want you to continue to remember Sister Shirley. She is still battling with all the problems. She is supposed to have the stent taken out, I think Tuesday, I believe is the right day. She's supposed to have that done this week. I'll put it that way. So remember her, that she'll continue to get better. Also, Brother Blaine and his accident, he is in rehab in Lebanon. They moved him Friday. We need to remember him in our prayers. There's others that we need to remember in our prayers also. Does anybody else have a prayer request on your heart? We still need to pray for him. Let's remember this. Somebody else. Let's do remember Mary in our prayers. She got hurt in a sledding accident back a few weeks ago. Do remember her in your prayers. Somebody else. Yes. Let's do remember Sister Linda, Brother Sonny also, in your prayers also. Somebody else. Let's remember this also. Somebody else. It was mentioned this morning that we have several in our church that are not saved yet, and we want to get them on our hearts. And I mentioned there's some that maybe we've kind of took for granted because they sought the Lord at one time, that maybe they had we thought, well, maybe they got saved or something. That's dangerous for us to do. If we take for granted that maybe they got saved and did not, they may decide, well, maybe I got saved. They need to know it, is what they need to know. So let's get these back on our hearts. Let's get them all back on our hearts. Let's start praying for them. Somebody else. Appreciate each and every one coming out for our service today. We hope that you've been blessed this week, but we need everybody to pray today. We need you to pray the way the Lord would have us to. Brother Randall. Lord bless you, Brother Randall. Let's remember Brother Randall in our prayers. Somebody else. Bless you, Sister Barbara. Let's remember her unspoken request. Somebody else. We need to follow the Lord. The Lord is the one that directs our service. If he doesn't direct it, we're in trouble. All it's going to be is just hollow words. Anybody else? We'll call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray in your own way, is what we want you to do today. Everybody, if you would you please pray? Pray with me.
Let's continue our great singing that you're doing. Number 82, Heaven's Jubilee. First line says, "Some glad morning we shall see." Sinner, if you're not prepared for that, that'll be some sad morning. The writer in the Bible said it's a great and terrible day of the Lord. Great for the sinners, terrible for those that aren't ready. Sing with all your power. Go ahead.
Some bad morning.
to 138, I believe it is. Need some good help. Some parts on the chorus. Will you be there? 138. Let's do that special. Got a choir special at this time.
Thank you.
Sister Janice for playing for us today. Appreciate Brother Sam leading. I'm thankful for the good job singing that you all did.
Amen.
Y'all did a great job singing today. Good spirit in the songs. I enjoy that very much when you sing in the spirit. Some people think that every time you go into church that you have the Spirit of God. Heh, heh, heh. Is the way I'll say it. Not every time, you know yourself, not every time you go into a church house that you're really in spirit. You have things in the world that's on your mind and it just clouds everything over, don't it? And you may not even really pay attention to what's going on in the service. But when you allow the Lord to just come in and bless you and have that on your heart and mind, you just get a great big blessing out of it. And he just keeps blessing is what he does. And that's what I want us to do today. Let's let the Lord keep blessing today in this service. Does anybody have a word of testimony or anything on your heart before we go any further in the service? I appreciate each and every one being here today. Again, we're glad to have our visitors, and we thank you for coming. We hope you'll be able to come back and be with us again. I hope God blesses you in a great big way today, is what I hope today in this service. I'm going to be taking a reading lesson today from the first chapter of Jeremiah. First chapter of Jeremiah. To be honest with you, up until about 3 minutes ago, I thought this was going to be a latter verse. But as they were finishing up the singing, the Lord said, change what you're reading for a reading lesson. Now, we'll probably go back to what I was going to read later, I'm guessing. I'm going to try to follow the Lord like I tell you to follow the Lord. And so you be prayerful for me today as I try to stand. Anybody have anything on your heart? Truthfully, I've dreaded this message ever since I got the thought on this message today. But let's take a good look at first chapter of Jeremiah. We're going to start reading with verse 17. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. That's reading the last three verses of the first chapter of Jeremiah for our reading lesson. In the first part of this chapter, you see where God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet. Now, I want you to understand, Jeremiah was a preacher. He was a teacher. He was a man of God. And he was called of God to do a purpose. And he really had a hard job. Now, he was of the northern tribes of Israel, but God sent him down into Judah to preach to them. Sometimes God sends people to places they don't think they're going to go. I can attest to that. I've done that several times over my ministry. But I understand what he is saying here today, and I'm going to go through these three verses just for a moment, and I'm going to try to bring this to you as the way the Lord would have it to be brought to you today. He said, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto all them that I command thee. In our language today, it would say, pull up your britches and go talk to them. Pull them up. Put everything on and go preach is what he was telling Jeremiah. But I want you to take this as a church today. Not all of you are called to preach, but all of you are messengers. We talked about that in our Sunday school lesson today. And I heard it talked about different times, even before we walked in the doors for Sunday school this morning. There was different comments made about different things that were going on and that were needed for our church. And what I'm going to say is also for our community here. I'll even say for the state of this of Tennessee, and also for the country of the United States, and for this world today. Yes, for all of it. We're all responsible for every human being upon this earth. Preacher, you're asking a lot of us today, aren't you? To think that we can go to all the world. I'm not asking you to go into all the world, but I'm asking you to pray for them. If you have an opportunity to go and speak to somebody that may go somewhere to encourage them, I'm asking you to do that today. But what he is telling us today is to gird up our loins, gird ourselves up, and to arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces. In other words, don't think that they're bigger than you are. Don't think that they're more than you are. Don't think that you can't speak to somebody in that fashion to them. And notice what he says. He said, lest I confound thee before them. In other words, unless I make it where that you become what? Foolish. Foolish to them. We need to speak with authority. We need to speak with the power of God behind us. As if we had the oracles of God within us. And what that means is having the ability to speak with power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. The oracles of God was that sound that went out when God was starting to speak, when one of his angels was starting to speak. It was loud, it was pure, it was sound in its tone. It was not a sound that was disturbing, we'll say. It was not a sound that was confusing, but it was a sound that went out and showed the people directly what it meant was supposed to be. He said, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, a iron pillar, a brazen wall against the whole land. Murfreesboro Church, today, you are that wall. You are the wall of defense, first of all, for this community right here. You are the wall for your school, for your workplace, for your place where you meet people. You are the wall of defense at Walmart if you have to be. We are the people today that are spreading the word of God that Jesus loves them, that they need to find Jesus right now because God is sending his son back real soon. And if we don't do it, we are failing to be what we need to be. Now, he was telling Jeremiah in this place, you're going to be the defense city. A defense city is the one that is right out in front. A defense city had a wall about it that protected everyone that was within. That defense city was the one that was going to have the iron pillars. Iron pillars signifying the anchors that you are today. In my life today, I can remember the pillars of the churches in days gone by that stood in our congregations, and they made the point to make sure that every lost soul in that house knew about Jesus. They made the point to make sure that their church was the one that was going to stand for that which was right. They were going to stand against wrong. They was going to stand against idolatry, if you would, false religion, in other words. They were the ones that was going to stand in those places today. And I'm asking today, do we have any iron pillars in our church today? And you're probably running your mind to different ones in the church that you're thinking is an iron pillar in the church. But I got news for you. A defense city has many iron pillars that holds up the walls today. And I want you to understand, you're in need to step up and hold the place of God. You're there to hold that wall. Is what you are. Now notice what he goes on to say. He said, you're not only going to tell it just around you. We want to make sure that we hold the line here in the church, here at Murfreesboro, but we want to tell everybody, the ones around us, they need to see Jesus in us. It goes out into the land. You remember when that Jerusalem was in its greatest time, everybody looked to the city of Jerusalem. They looked to the temple that was in the middle of it. But the area around it, everybody knew what they were going to do in the time that they needed to defend the city. When they needed to defend the cause of God, they stepped up and they carried God with them to do what God would have them to do. You can look at the days of Moses. You can look at the days of David. When they went out to fight the battle, they didn't go out in a seeming way. I'm not a soldier. I've never been a soldier like Brother Rodney or some of the others here that are today that are soldiers and have been soldiers in times past. But I'm a soldier of the Lord, and I understand a lot about what a soldier has to do. There's times that the commander gives a soldier an order to go out and to put himself in the harm's way. He has got to go out and to stand guard sometimes. I remember hearing different men in my youth talk about World War II and how that they would go and dig a foxhole and they would get down into that hole, and there him and maybe one other would stand as a watchful eye up unto them. For the soldiers. And as they stood strong in that place, they did not sleep. They did not vary in their labor of that time. We as God's people, we are standing watch. In the book of Ezekiel, I believe it's about chapter 36. Maybe I've got that wrong. But what he said was, ye are watchmen today, and you are standing watch over this area. Not just this church, but this area about you. When the people of Jerusalem, the capital city, was there, and as I said, as the other tribes were round about her, when there came a threat into the land, most of the time it was Philistines, right? They come up from the south, southwest is usually the direction that they came from. But as they came in to the borders of the land, their job was that they would come, that they would send word to the king. They would send word to King David, and the word would go back that here are the Philistines, the enemies are coming at us today. And when they'd send word to the king would deploy the armies to go. Now, we are that defense today here at Murfreesboro. We are sending out the word that the king is coming, that the enemy is coming. Also, our enemy is working at every side of our church. He's working at every side of our community. He's working at every side of your work, isn't he? He's working at every side of your school. And he is pulling at you, saying, these things do not matter. Now, I want us to go to where I was going to read earlier in the third chapter of Jeremiah. And the sixth verse is where I'm starting. And it says, and the Lord said also unto me in the day of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? Now, you know this statement. Did you see? I grew up in a day and age when the joke was, there was two old women sitting over here over the side, and one punched the other and said, did you see what so-and-so did? That was the joke. Nowadays, it's not the two old women, it's the two old men, the two young men, the two young girls, everybody else. They're saying, did you see? But in this moment in time, and if you'll look at these first few chapters of Jeremiah, God says, did you see? We live in a day and age when sin is prominent around us. And the general thing is, we may say, did you see? But not do anything about it. He said, hast thou seen backsliding Israel? Now, I want to make a point here right quickly before I go on. The first thing we see here is Israel, and then he talks about Judah. Spiritually speaking, in the Bible, Israel always speaks about the saved people of the world. It does. The ones that are truly saved. Oh, preacher, you're a Baptist. You're not supposed to preach about backsliding. Y'all don't believe in backsliding. You ain't been in my house lately. We as people that are saved by the grace of God, we backslide from time to time. Backsliding is falling back away from where we ought to be in service of God. Amen. Now, the Lord said to Jeremiah, have you seen backslidden Israel? Have you? We live in a day and age when we look at everybody that says that they're a church, everybody that says they're a Christian, and we think, well, they're living this way and they're doing that thing and they're doing this thing and it's all right for us to do the same thing. Is that true? Is that the way we're supposed to look at it? Listen to what he goes on to say. Hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She has gone up upon every high mountain, on every green tree, and there have played the harlot. Now, a harlot, I'm sorry to say this, but it's a prostitute. That's our term today for that, and I hate for our young ones to have to hear it, but they hear it on the news pretty regular if you watch the news. But in this circumstance, what he was speaking about was they was a harlot spiritually. And what they meant spiritually was the children of Israel, God had commanded them, just follow me. You do what I tell you do. You worship me and me alone. Do not have any idol gods. Do not worship anything other than me, and you will do good. But as soon as they got into the land, just as God had said, and they started to prosper, they started to pick up the idols that were left there in the land where they'd run the people out before, and they started to worship them. Now that went on all the way down to Jeremiah's time. And they were still picking up these idols from time to time. The customary place where they worshiped an idol was in a high place. They went up into the mountains, up on top of a hill. If they didn't do it there, they went up under a grove of trees and they would worship those idols in those places, is what he was saying. But he said, and I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not. God is crying out to the people of the United States today. Amen. He's crying out to the people of Tennessee, to the people of Murfreesboro, turn unto me. That's what he's crying out today. How is he crying out today? He's preaching the word of God through his men. He is preaching it through his churches. He's preaching it through you today. He's preaching it to you through you today to return unto him. Did you notice he's talking to the saved ones? Yeah, he's wanting the sinners to come back to him. Come to him too, but he's wanting the saved ones, those that have backslidden, those that have slid away from him. You might say, well, I don't really understand what you're talking about as far as backsliding. I was up on my farm the other day, and my farm is not level like it is down here, and I was having to fix a little fence in the area. And I noticed something down the hill just a little bit that I needed to fix the fence. And I stepped down probably about as much as these steps right here. And I started to make my way up that steep little bank. And I made two steps and slid all the way to the bottom. I backslid. I lost the ground that I had made up. You see, when we are saved individuals, when we are going about God's business and God starts working in us, and then the devil starts getting into our minds, and we start saying, well, this church, they don't mind this little sin over here. This little church over here, they allow this to go on. The next thing our church knows what's going on is we're allowing this to go on also. And then that young person sees that and they say, well, and they're doing it over at home and it's okay. The next thing we know, the entire church can be backslidden away from God. The church can be. Now, do you know why I was dreading preaching this? You know, most people don't want to hear where they're coming up short, do they? You know, if somebody walks up to you in your daily life and they say, you're not doing your job right, you get defensive, right? Don't you? You get a little bit defensive and you say, well, I'm doing the way they told me to do it. And then you think, no, I'm not. I slacked off. You see, God is looking at us today to be that walled city. And to be that walled city and to be that iron pillar, we've got to get back to God ourselves. We've got to get to where that we are following God all the time. I'm not talking about just when we come into church. I'm talking about when we go home with our families, when we go to our houses and we get with our children. Do we talk about God from time to time? Do we talk about Him to the people that we're working with? Do we talk to them about God? Miss Barbara told me this morning about when her husband got saved, that he went in to his work the next day, and he was telling everybody about being saved. And there was a man came up to him and said, "You're just going to have to calm down." I'm not saying is that right, but basically said you got to calm down. You're going to have to hold back what you're talking about here. There will be people that will come to you and say, "We don't want to hear that." The world doesn't want to hear about sin and them sinning, do they? I don't like to hear about me sinning. I don't. You see, I've taught a few lessons here lately that, I had to back up and take a look at me. Have you took a look at you? Now, I'm not saying that condemning. I'm just asking you to do that for the church, for God. He said, "And her treacherous sister Judah saw it." Now, I told you Israel was the northern nation. Judah was the one down there where Jerusalem was. And they had the temple. They were considered to be the good bunch. They was the bunch that everybody looked at and said, "Oh, they're God's people." You ever wonder where the name Jews came from? Judah. That's who they were called. They were the precious ones. But he said, "Their treacherous sister." Yeah, they were sisters. Treacherous, and I looked this up. It is one who is violating an allegiance of faith pledged. How many of you remember when you joined the Lord's church? We don't emphasize it very much here, but we have a church covenant out there that says what we believe. And it's basically, it says this is what we are saying we are going to do. We don't talk about it much, do we? Why? Because we're guilty. But we made a statement when we joined this church to show an allegiance to the Lord, to His church, to His rules, to His ways. Have you backslid from those things? You see, I need pillars today. I shouldn't say I. God needs pillars. God needs the pillars. And it's not just men. It's you ladies too. Hey, some of you that are already pillars in this body. You're already standing fast. You're already holding the ground of the church. But how much have you been holding on to? And you see the others, you look at your treacherous sister and you say, "I get tired because they let it go." Then listen to verse 7. "And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me, the Lord said. But she returned not." I'm asking you to return to the Lord today. probably the very closest that any of you have ever been to the Lord was the day the Lord saved your soul, right? Some of you have been closer at times than that. And boy, that was a great time that you had with the Lord. It may have been a moment or two that lasted for a few days. It might have lasted for several weeks. It might have lasted for a few years. That where you was just so much a part of the church and doing everything that God wanted you to do. But you backslid. You see, the Lord's asking you to return to Him. He's asking you to be that one that will stand as a pillar, to be a wall to this community. Let me ask you something, and I'm going to close with this, Brother Sam. How many of you ever watched the things about Europe? And they'll show the cities. What's the first thing you notice about the cities over in Europe? I'm talking about the ancient cities. They have a wall around them. And that wall was great. And that wall stood high. And it was there for a great defense. Murfreesboro, you are the wall today for this community. You are that wall today. Some of you may just be pillars. You may be pillars. I don't want to say just pillars. Some of you may be just stones in the wall. But you have a great big place to play in this church today. You know, when they built those walls, they took time to chisel out, basically, each stone. God's been chiseling on you to fill that particular spot. You may have been over here for a while, and then you may have been there for a while, but now you're in Murfreesboro, and you fit the spot. Fill the spot that you have here today. What is your spot? Are you one of the stones? Maybe you're one of the stones that's going to work into being a pillar. Maybe you're one of the stones that's going to work into a brass part of the wall. That meant the hardest part. Maybe you're the stone that's just going to be, for lack of better words, flung out into the crowds to take the word to them. Thank God for His wall. Thank God for His wall. Let's take time to turn back to the Lord. Brother Sam, while we sing.
229, bottom of the page, 229.